Welcome everybody to the big call. Did I say that right? Welcome everybody to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, February 25th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks everybody for tuning in wherever you're located around the globe. Thank you for coming in and being able to listen to us tonight. And I think we have a very good call planned for tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. But before we get there, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful, inspiring teaching that she's found for us tonight. So let's pray the call in. Lord God, we thank you so much that we are here and we are ready to receive. We are ready to receive this blessing based on your perfect timing. Thank you for everything that you've done to prepare us, what you're continuing to do in our lives, and what you'll do in our future. Thank you for everything that you're bringing to us right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time of the big call. We all enjoy listening to whatever teaching you found and then commenting on it. So thank you for preparing that for us tonight, Sue.
Well, this is an extra special teaching. And just like we do in the prayers and the praise reports, which we're going to be doing later, I'd just like for tonight for everybody to put their hand on their heart. And I'm dedicating this to Brian and to the people in the pod that honored him, and to everybody on this call who want to stand, not outside their hearts, but fully in their hearts, connected to Christ. And this is called, Put Your Heart Into It. Ecclesiastes says, whatever you do, do it with all your heart, and you are honoring God. When you give 100% effort, you do it to the best of your ability because you're honoring God. You will have his blessing. That means it will go better, it will be easier, and you will accomplish more. Let's make it practical. When you do the dishes, don't complain. Do it with all your heart, and you honor God. When you mow the lawn, don't drag around all sour. Mow it with enthusiasm. Mow it like you're on a mission from God. With every step, thank God that your legs work. Thank God that you're healthy at the office. Don't give it a half-hearted effort. Don't just do what is required to get by. You're not working unto people. You're working unto God. Do it with all your heart. Do it with a smile. Give it your very best. When I was growing up, there was a police officer. His assignment was to keep people safe on one of the busiest intersections of the city. Traffic could be backed up for 5 or 10 minutes. He didn't just direct traffic like normal. He practically danced while he directed. Both hands would be constantly moving. He had a whistle and he held his head like a drum major. His feet would dance here and there. He could direct traffic and moonwalk at the same time. He really put on a show. Drivers pulled over just to watch him. He didn't drag through the day. He didn't feel bad about going to work. He was passionate. That's the way you should be. Don't drag through the day. Don't get stuck in a rut. Whatever you do, put your heart into it. Put a spring in your step. Wear a smile on your face. You honor God when you do it with all your heart. That's being a person of excellence. So be the best you can be. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was fun, and that was enjoyable. And I remember seeing video of that guy, or at least a guy, that was directing traffic just like you described.
Yeah, I've seen a guy do that live.
I haven't seen it live, but I've just seen it on TV. But, yeah, it was fantastic. And it was really just exactly like you described it, with passion. It was sort of dancing, moonwalking, doing it differently. And doing it with passion and doing it with style and joy. Yeah, it's true. And he was doing it from his heart and doing it, I'm going to say, as unto the Lord. Just like when we mow our lawns and do everything that we do around the house, whether it's cleaning up or dishes or whatever it is, doing it as unto the Lord is really the way we should do it. I know that, even when we give, or to give heartily, meaning wholeheartedly from the heart, and not so that people see us giving, not so that we're focused on the outside, because the Bible says man looks at the outside, at the outer image of a person, where God looks at the heart. God sees the heart. He knows our motivation for giving. He knows our motivation for doing things. He knows our motivation for praying, so that we don't pray and I've done this on the big call before, you guys remember, some highly stylized language of Elizabethan English, oh Lord, if it be thy will. He doesn't want to hear any of that. He doesn't hear it. If we try to fake God out and come up more highly stylized than our normal, he wants us to be genuine. He wants us to be authentic and to speak like we normally do. He knows us because he knows our heart. He doesn't want us to try to fake him out by coming with something different than who we really are, because he knows who we really are. And I think it's important that we see that God sees the inside. He sees the heart. He doesn't care about the outside. That's what man sees. That's what woman sees. But he's asking us not to do that. He's asking us to give secretly so much that our right hand doesn't know what our left hand is doing. And we give alms, meaning money to the poor. When we give alms, don't do it in public display, because if you do, you've got your reward already. That's the only reward you're going to get, is being seen of men and not of God. And, we don't want a partial reward. We want a full reward. We don't want something that's half-baked. We want to have a full reward. And we'll have a full reward if we do that secretly. If we pray. Now, if we pray out loud on the big call, that's okay. It's for a purpose. It's a little different. But when you pray, just don't try to overly impress God with your length of prayer. He'd rather have you just come to the point and pray. That's what he'd rather have. And I think when it comes to giving, whether it's time, money, our talents, whatever it is, just do it. Do it so that you're not seen of men or women, but that only God sees, and he sees the motivation of your heart. That's what I got out of what you said tonight, Sue. That's what I get out of that teaching. I think it was really good, and I love the part about the policeman. That was really fun. Bob, what would you say to this teaching, and what will you add to it?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. Once again, it's just such a great way to start the week and yep. have time to do this. Right?
Mm.
Especially, right. you know, at the beginning of the week, Monday, part of Tuesday, really yep. busy, catching up on things, doing 100 things, and then yep. it's 9 o'clock and we get to take a deep breath and just get into our hearts. And so I love this
right.
about putting your heart into it. And I remember, Sue, similar to the policeman directing traffic, I used to play basketball in the 1980s at Marymount College in Tarrytown, New York.
Yeah,
we had a
yeah.
group of men that played, and it was very competitive. It was we would choose up sides, and there'd be five guys waiting, and it was who was going to win the game, right? And then one day, we got towards the end of the evening, and a bunch of guys had gone home, and this one guy comes strolling into the gym, and it was the brother of this guy that played with us every week, Tommy, who just loved playing basketball. He's probably 35 years old. And here comes his brother in this yeah. raggedy shirt and like blue jean mm. shorts and a funny looking pair of sneakers that he didn't even have tied. And he had like these funky bracelets on and in these hippie chains, and his hair was all long. And he just kind of sauntered in, and we're like, hey, we got just enough time for one more game, you know. And so here's Tommy's brother comes, and he's not really a very good basketball player. But he was happy and encouraging everybody. And then we got about halfway through the game, and the next thing you know, he grabs the ball and just darts like a laser and scores a basket. And he's like clapping and jumping around. And it comes back down again. Boom, he hits this 30-foot shot from out of nowhere.
Oh.
Right? And this went on for like 20 minutes. And we're just like, oh, my God, what happened to Tommy's brother? And then at the end, we're all like, oh, man, that was just amazing. What happened? He's like, I don't really know. He goes, the spirit got in me. And
yeah.
I still remember that day. That was his answer. The spirit got in me.
That's so good.
He probably could never do it again in his life. It really was just it. He was not that good, but all of a sudden, some part of him came alive, and he became
wow.
he became like Michael Jordan.
Star.
Wow. It was crazy. And so I was thinking about that when you were talking about the policeman, and I'm like, wow, wouldn't it be great if I could remember that young man and have that spirit, you know, be in me, and, you know, how would I be, how would I look and move and speak, and how would I feel, and, you know, what would I be saying to people as I'm in this heart-centered spirit mode, and I'd be, you know, really, you know, in touch with other people's feelings and honoring them and encouraging them and complimenting them. And I started thinking about, well, like a basketball game, you know, how long can I maintain this? Can I keep my level of energy there, you know, for long enough to win the game, so to speak? And, mm-hmm. you know, and if it started to fade, how would I get back on track? And, you know, and then I started thinking, well, that's probably the best part, is getting refocused and getting back on track, because you're exercising your heart self, getting back there, like with meditation, right? The key is getting back to that silent space. And then I was thinking of something my chiropractor said the other day. He said, you know, the key to health, he said, there's a panacea, and it's exercise.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, you know, what if, you know, exercise for your heart self, was like the panacea for your soul?
It is.
Mm, that's good. Yeah. That makes sense, Bob. That really does. I love that. That's really strong. Thank you for that example of that young man, a little bit freaky, but being able to play with a burst like he did for like 20 minutes because the Spirit got all over him. And we're going to call it the Spirit of God that got all on him, or the Spirit of Michael Jordan, or somebody that showed him how to score. That was awesome. Oh, man. Sue, Bob had a really good example of being playing at a high level, playing with a heart level. What do you think of this teaching tonight, since it's from the heart, and what would your comments about it be?
It's really interesting. I'm going to a place I didn't expect. Thank you, Bob, always, and Bruce.
Always.
Thank
you.
I'm kind of cataloging how I'm going to pull this all together. I loved what Bob brought in as a story that highlights some points that I want to get across because they're so right in front of me. And that is, here's this guy that comes in, and he was probably not in his head, and he just let that enthus, that spirit, to move through him. And Bob was saying, you know, to get into your heart, you have to exercise. But it turns out that when we exercise, we're actually building ATP, which is building light into our cells. And then the light in our cells and this thing called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, we're actually adding light. The spirit was the movement, the energy, the joy, which we know from research, from everything, ignites our capacity for holding more light, for being more resilient, for getting out of depression, for shaking off from our limbic system and from our lymphatic system, all these things that are heavy. And I'm kind of hesitating, but we lost a really amazing man recently. I won't go into the date. And he reminded me of my father. And my father was athletic, but I really must say this right here, right now. Both my mother, who died when I was 21, and then my father, we didn't grow up with a generation that knew exercise doesn't have to be like something you don't like. I dance every day, and it was because of these two individuals. It's the number one way to lift yourself out of heavy states, out of, you know, difficulty, out of anything. If you move even for 15 minutes a day, and so putting your heart in it, I don't even tell you, you would be shocked at how many decades I've been exercising. It's my go-to embodiment practice. It's a thing that if you're listening to me, if you started to exercise, and Bruce will tell you about the day I came into his life and I said, you're going to be walking a half an hour, you cannot not exercise. It's the thing that puts your heart into it. It's the thing that brings unto the Lord into your life, because it literally moves light through your cells.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit through your cells. That's how spirit is moving through you. If you're not moving, if you're not generating light, you're not putting your heart into it. And I watched somebody come into Staples, and I was watching how he moved. He moved with alacrity, with lightness, with joy. He was mature, but he was moving as if he had joy. I was Watch how people move. Watch if they look like they have, you know, music in their soul. If there's something that's lifting them up. And if you're a person that needs to be lifted up, putting your heart into it, putting everything you've got into it, to me, the best thing you could do is to love yourself so much the way God loves you and move. And that's what I love, is that this guy from Bob's story comes in and he just let the joy of his movement move him, and he got better and stronger, and he was on a rise. And if you do that, you're training, you're cohering, you're creating a place where you'll remember what that feels like, and you'll want to do it again and again. And when you do that, you get closer to God. So that's my putting my heart into it.
That's good, Sue. I really appreciate that. I love that. That was so cool. And thank you,
thank
Bob,
you.
For that story, because it really spoke to us, I think all of us, as to, you know, somebody who's a little different, doesn't have quite the clothing that is normal.
Wasn't all structured.
Yeah. Yep, but yet, and he had long-ass hair. I didn't say that. Long hair. And, you know, looked a little rough, but you know what? What he brought was he brought joy. And he brought passion. And he brought heart. And he brought skill.
Yep.
And that's really, I love that story, Bob. And thank you, Sue, for expanding that and bringing your own personal information in a little bit. And you're right about, you know, your mom and dad, my mom and dad. I mean, they really didn't know what we know about health and exercise. You lost your mom at a very young age. I lost my dad at the same young age. And it was like, you know, what is going on? But I appreciate that teaching. I hope everybody got something out of that, because I thought it was really good. And it is about the heart, you guys. It is. So, Sue, as we transcend the teaching and go right into praise reports and prayer requests. By the way, Sue,
yeah.
I have one additional prayer request that you know nothing of. And I'll give that at the proper time, okay?
Do you want to do it now while I'm pulling things up? Or no?
Sure, be happy to. No, it's fine.
Okay.
This is a prayer for Danielle, who has been going through and battling flu-like symptoms with not being able to keep food down and not being able to really do much, and headaches and all of those things that are sort of typical of flu. Lord God, we just pray for Danielle to be completely healed and to be completely restored and able to keep food down and digest it properly, and be able to drink water and drink whatever she needs to get fully hydrated and get completely, totally restored. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Anything else, Sue, that you pull it off? Okay.
I got a little distracted here for a second.
Do you want me to pray for Trev?
Yeah, why don't you go pray for Trev?
Okay. I've got Trev, who...
So Trev contacted me for the MedBed program, and then he told me that he had been... No, watch this language, because he's trying to neutralize it. He'd been blessed with having a migraine headache or headaches for 40 years. And I asked him how that affected the rest of his life, and obviously it deeply impacted his life. So go ahead, Bruce.
Well, when Sue told me about Trev and told me about the quote-unquote blessing of these migraine headaches, that has a tendency for me to make me stiffen and say, is that a blessing or is that a curse? Or is that the thorn in his side like Paul experienced? So I look at it, I'll take Trev at his word. He wants to say he was blessed with migraine headaches for 40 years and is dealing with that. Praise God, we're going to believe along with Trev that he can sustain and move through and defeat that enemy, because I see it as an enemy, not of God, but of the devil. So I'm going to say, Trev, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak healing to your body such that you have no more migraine headaches, that whatever is causing that is resolved, and that you stay fully hydrated and oxygenated, and that those headaches, those migraines, stop immediately in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Very good, Bruce. And I'm going to read one prayer request, and this is from Jerry McLean. Hello, Big Call family. I'd first like to thank everyone for the prayers for Cindy from Missouri. Our prayers have been heard. She had the tumor removed that kept her from breathing. She's now breathing on her own. She has cancer in other areas of her body. Please keep her and my daughter Jamie in our prayers, who has pneumonia. We're praying for God's blessed love to pour over these two ladies. We're praying they will be healed by God's healing power or the med bed. Thank you, Sue, for your message each session and for praying for those in need. Blessings to our entire Big Call family team, Pastor Jerry. So, Jerry, thank you for that beautiful note. And let's pray for them, and let's pray for Cindy and Jamie. And let's see Cindy realizing that we've already seen the success of this, and so we have momentum, which is wonderful. So, Pastor, you and all the Big Call listeners with our hands on our hearts, just pulling on Christ, infinite healing, infinite light, and the instant transmission of that infinite healing and light to surround Cindy and Jamie. And we're feeling it, and we're seeing it, and we're seeing it going into our cells, and we're seeing it pour through every part of her body, every system in her body, every part of Jamie's body. And we're seeing them wrapped and surrounded 24/7 in this light of Christ's miracle healing, so that it's sustained until this is lifted, cleared, and cleansed, completely healed, and ready for the med beds. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
We have a prayer for a member of the pod, and that is for Terry, who had a procedure, Mr. Tea Cakes. And we're praying that your heart is sustained. I know. We're praying
that
your heart.
Tea Cakes? Is that Tasty Cakes or just Terry Cakes?
Yes. I can just see him right now. He's so embarrassed.
But that's the fun.
So I'm smiling. So we're seeing that you are now in the zone of perfect healing, perfect health, so you can do the great things that you were called to do. And we thank you for the strength and your great quantum mind that knew that you were going to be walking through something and coming into the perfect reality where you're going to be blessing the world with all you are here to gift. We see you totally healed
and totally walking in your future self in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let's see, that. We just want to say a prayer for all the people in the pod that honored Brian. And Brian had been a part of our leadership community for 2 years and passed away suddenly. It was a very big shock, very big. And I just want to thank everyone that ever knew him, even though they probably aren't even listening to this call. We honor your soul, Brian, and we honor the great gifts you brought to this world. And we know that you overlight us all with the understanding of the freedom in heaven and in the dimensions that are pure light that you now rest in. And so we receive the blessings that you brought, the best blessings that you transmit to all who are sensitive enough to receive them, and we honor you in Jesus' name. And then finally we'll do Jeannie, and we will
Well, before you get to Jeannie, Sue, I want to comment on what you said. I want to echo Sue's prayer about Brian. I had the opportunity to speak with Brian one time on a three-way call with Sue on something that I was able to help him with the currencies, and he was so grateful, so thankful, so gracious to me. I really totally enjoyed the conversation that we had. He sounded good. He was very just a prince of a guy. And I'll tell you one thing, Big Call Universe lost a strong leader that would have been able to do amazing things for the pod, for the Big Call, for the universe, for everything. It's a major loss, and it's something that we gave a memorial service sort of for him on a call, Sue, Sunday evening that Sue set up and put together, and I was able to listen for the first time to members of the pod, about 12 maybe, two or three of whom I actually knew of and had heard before and spoken to. But this was a very special, very special call. And I've never been in any situation in church, out of church, clubs, groups, or anything that could hold a candle to this group of people that loved Brian deeply. And Sue is number one. She is the one who knew Brian the best. But several of the others knew Brian very well, and Terry was one of them. And so, now you know what? Now other members of the pod have to take the mantle from Brian, which is going to be a tough thing to do, but to take his place as a great leader in the pod. And he will be memorialized in the future through several different things that Sue knows about and other people have talked about. So I just wanted to say I echo that, Sue, and I feel that loss. And I know Bob knew Brian, and he feels that loss. And we feel you. Our prayers are with the pod and anyone who knew Brian or the entire Big Call universe, because the ripple effect of Brian's passing would have been felt throughout the entire Big Call universe.
Oh, that's beautiful. Bruce, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So let's move on to Jeannie, and our handler just called us, Bruce, so you might want to, while I'm doing
Shall
this,
I jump
you want
off
to
the
try
call
to
call? And
yeah, I'll yeah, do the, I'll be, do our handler. Look at that. Funny.
That's all right. I'll get back on in a minute. Okay.
Okay. So here's from Jeannie. Hope every day, everyone's day is blessed and filled with happiness.
Psalms 34:115. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. 8 days until Ash Wednesday, 3/5/25. 12 days until daylight savings time. Begins on Sunday, March 9, 2025. On this day, clocks move forward 1 hour at 2 a.m., causing most people to lose an hour's sleep. So I'm not going to go into the mnemonic for remember that. I never do. 23 days until spring, 3/20/25, 40 days until Passover, 54 days until Easter, 4/20/25. Let's all eat right day, Tuesday, 2/25/25. Get ready to ponder your relationship with food and journey towards small wins. That's interesting. Quiet day, Tuesday, 2/25/25. It's the day to maintain pin drop silence. Being in the constant presence of noise can be overwhelming, and it's important to take a break every once in a while. Letter to the Elder, Wednesday, 2/26/25. The art of letter writing is honored as a way to send love. Letter to an Elder Day was started with the aim of fighting loneliness with love among senior communities. This day comes once a year to honor the art of letter writing as a way to send love one letter at a time. Inconvenience Yourself Day, Wednesday, 2/26/25. Get ready to make life a little easier for other people. People usually observe this day by performing random acts of kindness. We pray and thank you for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott, Healing, R&R, MedBuds, for everyone, and RV Blessing. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie. Those are our prayers.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Was it good? I just got a text.
Yeah, it's all pretty similar to what you already know. Okay.
Okay.
Good,
oh, okay.
Sue. Thank you for that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else, Sue, in the way of praise?
It's like live interaction. Nope.
Yeah. No, okay.
I just have to pull stuff up here, I hope.
Nope. Okay.
Not working like that. Okay. So we're ready to go. And do a little talking so I can pull things up.
I was just going to introduce your segment, so let's do that. And while Sue's pulling up the information she wants to tell us about, I'm just looking forward to talking to Sue and for us to hear what she has to say and hear from Bob, and then you get some intel. So, Sue, take it away.
So, I want to ask everybody right now, this is a clarifying moment. If you could talk to your future self, what would they tell you? Have you even thought about that? What if you could learn how to do a Christ reality reset? And what if there was a way to rewire, to remake, to deepen into the future of your highest in Christ self? What if you could have that so that that became your foundation as you step into this new you that's going to be based on abundance, that's going to be based on your capacity to show others and work with others and surround yourself with others that are going to be anchored in new standards of well-being, of leadership clarity, of integration, so we don't get this, we're only in our intellects and we're burning out. It turns out that Harvard Business Review highlighted that over 60% of leaders were reporting feeling burnt out with decision fatigue and emotional exhaustion compromising their effectiveness. 60%. And wouldn't you be curious if you could take your pre- or post-medbed leader self and imagine stepping into a reality where you're, who you are is not weighed down by overwhelm, but elevated by clarity, by being in your heart, by being in unwavering or good and stabilized strength. So I'm going to read two testimonials from, one is short, I think, here. Just, I really like what I've heard so far, and it's a great class, Sue and team, and this is for the med beds. That's one. And the next one is, I hope this. Sue, I wanted to get back to you to let you know how happy I am with what I purchased as well as the MedBed class. She purchased the Golden Wisdom Bundle. The RV process seemed so scary when I first started on this journey. I'm so appreciative of the time you've taken to prepare these wonderful materials for us to be as prepared as we need to be. I can say I have a level of confidence now that would not have been possible before I invested in my preparation.
Mm.
The MedBed class was so informative, I never imagined in my wildest dreams just how involved my appointment can be. I'm so pumped to get this show on the road. Thank you so much for your work on this. You are such a special person. And it's from Ms. K.
Ms. K.
So what we do, and I have just two, I hear something rumbling in the background. I have just two things and a mention of a third. If you want to know what the med beds can do for you, and this is what's different about these classes, this is not just a bunch of information. You get two meditations. You get to hear people like your peers interacting and talking about, and it's going to make it so much more relevant. There's research about how your mind and your nervous system wire in a group, even if it's just a, you know, you're hearing a class afterwards, it's going to make you feel socially connected, not isolated, not afraid of the MedBed experience. And then you're going to get the 65 attributes. So it's a really, it's a package that's designed so your body can prepare, your nervous system can prepare. You can begin to sense and imagine and meditate, which means to become familiar with. Meditate on the experience you want to have. And it's going to show you what's possible. Most people don't even know what's possible.
And it's coming from our connection to one of the top MedBed leaders. So it's a really, really solid package. Then that's $100. Then we have the Quantum Leader Future Founder. And I've been doing this for 33 and a half years, coaching people all over the place, the world. And one of the things that I noticed in all my engagements is that people, including myself, the biggest hurdle is their boundaries. Their biggest hurdle is feeling like I have to do too much, I have to prove too much, I can't say no. In the Quantum Leader Future Founders, we go into the science of psychological boundaries, energy boundaries, how you're going to keep yourself grounded, boundaried, healthy, making the most effective decisions, because if your boundaries drop, you're not going to be making effective decisions for yourself, for your family. And if the information is too much, or there's going to be a lot of change. And my heart for God is to take what I've learned personally, to take what I've learned and developed with, I don't even tell you how many thousands of hours, would shock you, with my clients, and make it so you can get the skill quickly of having effective boundaries. So you know what it feels like, you know what it's like to be anchored in it, your body, your mind, your nervous system will adjust. So the Quantum Leader Future Founder gets you started on your walk as a quantum leader and a future founder. So those are both 100. If you'd like either of those or both of those, just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put quantum leader, quantum and medbeds, or medbeds alone or quantum alone, whatever you want. It's up to you. But if you want both, just put both, obviously, and just put your telephone number. That's that. And now we have a class that's coming up, and it's starting on Thursday. Please listen to Bruce's intel. I'm trying to find my write-up. Here we go. And it's called, Who Did You Come Here to Be Known As?
Known As.
And we're going to, if you want to be part of this, you can send us an email, known as. How to ignite yourself, your teams, and your projects without the burdens of traditional leadership. So a study in the Stanford Social Innovation Review highlights, the leaders we need in this time and place must be willing to give up the things that make their existence comfortable, even meaningful. And one of the things that is going to take courage, I mean, you can choose. You can do it the way it's always been done and not be clear and not be coherent and not know what you're stand for. And let me be clear what I'm going to stand for. You're in alignment with me if you are in alignment in regenerative well-being. In other words, the more you can practice getting your body, mind, and spirit into coherent well-being, so you're strong, so you're clear, so you can feel the subtleties of Christ's spirit coming through you, and so you can say no to practices and approaches that are from the past and are from survival with love, you've got to be able to lead people into a healthier, stronger, clearer, and more integrated practice of well-being. So we got to get, you know, we've got people out there, I'm not going to use names. We've got, I'm a stand. If you want to participate in the version of leadership that I'm promoting, I'm a stand for regenerative thriving. That doesn't mean staying up for 18 hours a day to go to space, is how I'm going to say it. It means I'm going to develop my teams. I'm going to develop my teams because there's going to be money to do it. So watch what happens. Watch the people that are out there. Watch how they built their industries and et cetera. In the scarcity model, the model that I'm representing is alignment, impact, scale, innovation, and leadership around human flourishing. So if you want to start to begin to take some of that in, so you're rethinking, you're always going, how can I make this so it has meaning and it helps people to flourish and it helps, you know, they're thinking, they have the time to think about the system and they're noticing, okay, if we build this, how's this going to affect the land? If we do this, how are we going to do this with the pets, with the animals? It's a more holistic, integrated, and it incorporates, so you're really thinking about the best new ways that something alive, enlivening, can come into your team and into the world. It's not a siloed, constricted, control version of leadership. It's a version of leadership that's going to be very focused, essential, but very much designed so it regenerates your people and it regenerates how you think so you can bring that to the world. So if you're in alignment with that and you'd like to join us, and who do you come to be known as? How about a person that brought life and Christ back to the planet? If that sounds like you and you'd like to get a little bit of a jump start on how you're going to live as that, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number, and we take PayPal. So that's it for my segment tonight. And thank you all to all the pod and to all the people. And thank you, Bruce, for your wonderful appearance on the call to honor Brian. Mm. And thank you, Bob, for your wonderful note today. And that's me for tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. You're more than welcome. And thank you for this opportunity and the new class that would start Thursday night at 7:25. p.m. Eastern time, and would go two nights, Thursday and Friday night, based on it starting, obviously. So we'll stay tuned and see. I know a lot of people are going to want to be part of that, and they'll let you know with the I'm ins emails that they tend to send. But in the meantime, you do have the MedVed 100, which is a really good course, two-night course, about 3 hours total, about the med beds, and it's really, if you're not up to speed, and it's hard to be completely up to speed on the med beds, this will bring you up to speed. And I think everybody that has considered being in the med bed or wanting to or curious about it should go ahead and get this MedBed 100. And the other course that is available, too, about, the leader, quantum leader, future founder. Mm-hmm. That's a really good, you know, quantum is what we put in the subject line. Quantum is really, really a great course. And a lot of people are really buying both. Some are buying one and some are buying the other. But a lot of people are buying both. So that's good to know. And they're really enjoying that. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. As we move into Bob's segment, Bob, you and I did talk earlier today, And I know that we're very close to the end of the month. Today's 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. We have 3 days left in the month. And then we're into the month of March. So tell us what's happening from your point of view, Bob, and where we stand on, where do we stand on testimonials and any other research or any information you'd like us to have tonight?
Thank you, Bruce. And we do have some testimonials. One in particular I'm going to read to people. But also, just a kind of an update on a few different things that I've been working on, you know, the last couple of days, keep these projects moving. One of them is with our Boomer Boost product, Bruce. And we, you know, for about 7 years, we had the flavor and the consistency of Boomer Boost dialed in really well. And there was this wonderful man named Jay who worked for the company and was the main formulator. And he just had it going great. And then he retired a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And nobody could seem to do it quite the way Jay could do it. He'd been in the business for 40 years and just had the magic touch. And so we've been doing different things with the Boomer Boost to try to get it back on track. And this particular batch that is on the shelves in our fulfillment center right now, I would say is as good as what Jay was able to make for us.
Okay.
And it's just much better. In the past, about 15 to 20% of the people just wouldn't take the Boomer Boost because it didn't taste good to them. About 80% of the people liked it, but a bunch of people didn't. So we changed it. We changed it again. And now we have enough people that have taken new Boomer Boost to know that almost everybody really likes it. And so now we are going to be ordering more of that. We're going to permanently change the label, the information on the website, because it looks like we have a winner we can stick with, you know, for the next 7 years.
There you
and
go.
And so for people that were taking Boomer Boost before and stopped taking it because it had spirulina in it, even though it was really good for you, some people couldn't tolerate it. Now it doesn't have spirulina anymore, and it's flavored with monk fruit and berry flavoring, and it tastes great. And if you want to get back onto your Boomer Boost, now is the right time to do it. We have plenty of it. And so the other thing is, for a long time now, we haven't had any of our product called Clarity Factor. The company that made it just kind of flaked out on us. You know how sometimes you're calling somebody on the phone and you thought you were friends with them, and then they don't answer your phone call anymore, and you don't hear from them maybe ever again, and they've just changed and moved, you know, to Costa Rica, and that's the last year for me. That happened to us with our supplier for our Clarity Factor that had been making it for us for about 7 years.
Wow.
So we had to find a brand new company to make it that would make it exactly. So we could easily have gone and gotten like a stock formula that might have some phosphatidylserine and, you know, a couple of other little things. But we had a winner. We designed it a long time ago, and it worked really well. We wanted it to be exact. So we found a company in Coral Springs who agreed to make us an exact replica. And took them about 5 months to do it.
Wow.
Now it's ready. So as of this afternoon, it was sitting on the loading dock at the manufacturing plant in Coral Springs waiting for the UPS truck to come and pick it up and bring it to us. And we're hoping it'll be here in the next couple of days. So
there you
people
go.
There, we have lots of people that really liked Clarity Factor. We had a person that listens to the big call that came by the office the other day, and he came to pick up some NeuroFuel. And he was taking NeuroFuel because we didn't have Clarity Factor. And he likes NeuroFuel, but the first thing you want to know is, when's the Clarity Factor? So if he's listening tonight, any day now, check the website, starting as early as Thursday, you know, around noontime. And if the truck, you know, arrives and brings it tomorrow, we have to uncrate it, check it over, open a couple bottles, make sure everything's right, and then we'll put it back for onto the website. So check on Thursday afternoon, and if not, check back on Friday. And that should be pretty soon. Now, on our Myatrol product, there's a lot of people, over our, probably at this point, probably 200 people who have had Myatrol on their auto ship program, and we couldn't fill the order. The Myatrol had its whole own set of, you know, unforeseen delivery problems, you know, with the supply chain, and we're working right now to rectify that as much as possible. And but in the meantime, the product has been finished. All the ingredients arrived. The product's been made. It's been shipped in a food-grade type of shipping container down to San Diego. And San Diego is going to be scheduling the making, putting all that liquid from the barrel into the pills. And we still don't have a specific ETA yet on when we might have it. So my guess is it's going to be a couple of more weeks. And so that's the update on that. The other thing is this. Right now we still have a really great sale going on. I talked to a guy today who actually had switched to taking the heirloom barley because he heard us talking about how it works better for people with joint pain. And we talked about that, you know, last week and tried to explain how it actually works. And that's on sale right now. It's on sale half off, our heirloom barley is.
That's good.
Now, we also have our resveratrol is also on sale, half off. Okay. Now, this is a really good thing because, you know, both heirloom barley and resveratrol are really, really great for helping people rid themselves of mold. And this is a really big problem. You know, I was on a television show a few times about a year and a half ago by a guy who's an expert in mold. He writes books about it. And we know that both resveratrol and heirloom barley are really powerful antifungal nutraceuticals. And right now they're both on sale. So if people want to do a springtime cleanse, this is the way to get it. I mean, you can get really, really great pricing on this and do a cleanse that will not only cleanse mold, but all kinds of other things, tire dust, pesticides, et cetera, out of your body, and give you a fresh start for the spring. Now, also, when people get started on our barley and boomer boost, which was designed to go together 14 years ago, and people still love it, it's still the most common thing people get from us. And right now we're doing the intro pack for people that want to get started on it or maybe had stopped for a while and want to start again. And we put that on sale 25% off, and it was already discounted because it's in a combo. And we also have a special collagen combo that we call the skin, hair, and joint combo, where we're giving people the collagen peptides with vitamin C and with barley. And the barley has all the enzymes in it to help the collagen form itself into proteins, and that those are 25% off right now as well. So probably just a few more days on the sale. Give a call to the office if you need help picking out what's right for you. And also, of course, you can do it online yourself. Then the last thing is this, Bruce. There's an article that was written by a woman who's a medical doctor, who's an oncologist. She treats people for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she was noticing this trend, and she was talking to her husband about it, that she was seeing younger women that were 30, 40, 50 years old coming to her, and they had breast cancer. And they didn't have any other risk factors. They weren't smokers. They weren't heavy drinkers. They weren't overweight. But she was noticing that they seemed very stressed. And when she talked to them, sure enough, they had very stressful jobs, or they had a death in their family, or something had gone on to stress them out. And so she started studying all the research, and lo and behold, there was a very large study that looked at a group of women and looked at the way that the cells were acting related to stress. So they were doing blood work and genetic tests on the tumor itself, and also the surrounding tissue around the tumor that was likely to be spread to next. And they tested all these different levels of the immune system and the genetics to see if, in fact, the stress was actually giving rise to and making their cancer worse. And they could very definitively see these very specific cells that there needed to be a certain amount of that there wasn't, and other cells that were being overproduced. And sure enough, it had created a cellular environment that was favorable to the growth of cancer, including a hormonal change that stimulated what is called angiogenesis, which is the creation of new blood vessels, which is what happens with cancer. Your body produces new blood vessels to supply blood to the cancer cells at the request of the cancer cell. And people under stress much more readily create this new vascularization to feed the cancer cells. So, and a big part of cancer treatment nowadays, Bruce, is what they call anti-angiogenic compounds that help to stop that, right? But the stress is making it worse. So this is what I'm just going to say from, my experience, which goes back to, the early 1980s, and I've seen probably 5,000 people that have had cancer, and probably 4,000 of them that died from cancer, including my father, one of my sisters. And what we now know related to stress and related to how people react to cancer treatments, there's a couple of things that people really just absolutely should do. One of which is to get two of our products, one of which is out of stock right now, but only for a short time, Myotrol. The other one is Gladiator Barley. Now, why do you want to do that? Because when people go through treatment for cancer, almost always they have problems with maintaining muscle weight. The chemotherapy, the radiation is very, very hard on healthy tissue, as well as being hard on the cancer cells that it's killing. And so many times people will get so frail and sick from loss of muscle that they actually have to stop the treatment or the treatment is going to kill them, and the doctors will stop the treatment, let the patient recover, and then start it again. And about 60% of the time when somebody dies from cancer, they actually die from muscle wasting. And we also know from our own experience, helping lots and lots of people, that if they use our Gladiator barley and now the new product, Myotrol, which I have to tell you, this, you know, the man that created the Gladiator barley has been taking it for 20 years and is super, super healthy and really didn't think he could get any healthier. And when he started taking Myotrol, he was shocked that there was so much more room for him to feel better and stronger and more alert. And he, when he came to visit us, he was bouncing around like Tigger and was just so vibrant and full of life at, you know, 73 years old. It's just amazing. And he was like, man, that Myotrol is really like the supercharger. And so if that's happening for him and he's been taking this Gladiator barley, you know, a third of his life, this is what people absolutely should have their friends or relatives do if they have cancer. Get Myotrol, get Gladiator barley. What will happen is the patient will not lose muscle weight. In fact, we have people that actually gained muscle while they were going through their treatment. And now you're strong, and the doctor doesn't have to stop the treatment. And then it ends up being effective. And these treatments actually can work. They get a bad rap because of all the side effects. But if you can mitigate those side effects and take the treatment, many, many times it'll actually be what helps you to make a full recovery. The second thing is about stress. So even if somebody did not have stress be the primary cause of their cancer, cancer causes tremendous stress. So for everybody, the whole family, right? It has this morphic field of you know, bad things. And so people need to learn real live stress management techniques, right? Now, in almost every study that you see about stress, especially in the medical field, they say at the end something like, well, if you practice yoga and meditation and mindfulness or play golf, it might be helpful, right? And that's it. That's all they tell you, okay? So what I'm saying is this. In addition to getting your Gladiator barley and Myotrol for your friend or loved one, let them also watch our videos about stress management, okay? Thanks to Sue, we have 2.5 hours of video related to Myotrol, related to Havenine, right?
Havenine, yeah.
Related to Havenine. And Havenine is this beautiful technique that helps to reduce stress, particularly related to trauma, which many times it's a trauma that caused the stress that caused the cancer. And this is just an amazing technique, and you can learn to do it from our website. You can also learn the emotional freedom technique, which is also extremely powerful technique that's been around for 50 years, but only really known to the general population of therapists for about 25 years. The man that invented the technique sequestered it to himself for 20 years because it worked so well, he didn't want to tell anybody else about it because it would have taken away some of his patients, and he was making a fortune healing people with the emotional freedom technique out in California. And when he got much older, he told another man about it, who then spread the word throughout the world. And so I've been to all kinds of training on this, and I made a series of videos so people can learn to do it themselves. And it's phenomenal for stress management. You can also learn an instant stress management technique called the Ultimate Mind Calming Exercise that was originated in part by Alexander Lowen, a renowned body-mind therapist, and I made significant improvements to it using other bioenergetic techniques, and I teach that on the website too. And you can also learn how to do HeartMath, how to use an inner balance device from HeartMath, this beautiful advanced technology that only costs $150 you can get, and learn how to totally change your heart rate variability and the whole way that your brain communicates with itself in a metabolic pathway related to stress. Right? And so all of this is free on the website, and if you know someone who has cancer and you want them to do well, that's how you do it. Let them have the free videos, guide them to the site. It's under the section called podcasts and blogs. You can use the search bar. If you can't remember, go back and listen to the replay. And if you need help, you call the office. And if you need to get them their Myotrol and Gladiator Barley, get them their Gladiator Barley right now, because they have to ease into it. It takes a month to ease into it before they can take the full dose. So you get them started as fast as you can. And by that time, the Myotrol will be back in stock. That'll add that turbocharge to it, and you just very well might save their life. So that's what I had to say for tonight, Bruce. And it is 20 minutes after 10.
I had it right. Thank you, Bob. I just said it's going to be 20 after. Thank you, Bob. That was really good. I love everything you had to say. And I think that was very valuable for everybody to hear about the power of Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley and Myotrol when it comes back in stock in a couple of weeks. It's going to be really effective. And it's super effective. We've had so many people with great testimonials about it. We'll get it back in. Don't you worry your pretty little heads, none. We're going to get it back. It's on its way. As soon as I get it formulated and out. It's formulated, it just needs to be put in pill form and then tested and then shipped out. So hopefully we get it inside of 2 weeks, but that's probably a safe bet. Bob, thank
Bruce,
you so much.
You know, there's one last thing, Bruce. I forgot to do this, but this is a testimonial about Boomer Boost. And really cool. The lady says, "For years, I'd been taking this natural GHR product. It was very effective, but about 6 months ago, I didn't have as much energy as I used to have at 72. I heard about Boomer Boost from listening to the Big Call, so I decided to give it a shot. About 1 week after I started taking the Boomer Boost, my energy level was through the roof. I'm at the gym 5 days a week, and I bowl in a league and enjoy 30 to 40 minute walks at some of our beautiful regional parks in Southern California. Boomer Boost made a tremendous difference in my lifestyle. It is easy to use, and I don't want to be without it. And my spouse can't believe how much get up and go I have since taking Boomer Boost, if you know what I mean."
I hear you.
That's it. That was the testimonial about Boomer Boost.
That's a great one, Bob. Yeah, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. Yeah. That was good, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
72 and still rolling. That's good.
Yep.
And that's terrific. Well, Bob.
That's it.
Thank you, Bob. Just so everybody knows, to get to Bob's website, you go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get there, on the landing page, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's website. And then you can look at the products that are on sale. You can go down to blogs and podcasts at the footer of the page. You can go see everything that Bob is referring to tonight. And you can even review the testimonials that are there. And we're well over 3,000 testimonials from the new system, not even including the old system, the new system. And so it's really, Bob's got a great rating. You guys know that they've bought products, how good the customer support is. And I'm just really pleased with the relationship that we have had with Boomers for, we're going on 10 years now, 9.5 years. We've been, isn't that about right, Bob? Would it be 10 years starting around June? Is that about right?
Yeah, July.
July would be 10 years. Wow. That's tremendous. Whoever thought that was going to be so vitally important to us, but it is. All right, so the phone number, you know how to get to the website. You get on the site, look around, put an order together, take advantage of this sale, especially on heirloom barley and resveratrol and whatever else is on there. There's some really good deals. I've already put an order in a couple days ago. I'll be looking forward to that coming in pretty soon. And, yeah, I think what we want to know is, what if I have a question? What if I have a question or I want some information on the circulation mat? That's where I need to call the company, get to somebody in customer support, ask the question that I've got, or just whatever. They're there for us, you guys. They love the Big Call. They love the Big Call listeners and Big Call universe. So here's the number to call to get in. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. Now remember, a week from Sunday is daylight savings time, which will be great. And I'll work with Sue on how to get ready for that so she doesn't miss daylight savings starting up. And that'll be good. So it's always a challenge to sometimes. What the nice thing is, if you use your phone as your clock, your phone will automatically reset at 2 a.m. in the morning. So don't stay up and watch it. Just go to sleep. And when you wake up, you'll have lost an hour of sleep. And it'll be earlier than you're used to. Okay? So anyway, that's the deal on Boomers. A really, really good. And yes, we'll get that Myatrol back in. And you know what my suggestion is going to be? To go ahead and order a little extra so that you don't run out and Boomers won't run out. So I know Bob is doing the best he can to make sure the supply chain is not disrupted. And that's going to be really important. This is a super product, and everybody that's had it knows it. All right, so let's talk about where we are on the Intel scale. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to start off with a couple of things that are not really Intel. First thing is we're thinking about the country of Chile. Yes, Chile, South America, west coast of South America. It's a long country, and I've been there. I've been to Santiago. I've flown over the Andes Mountains 3 times and ended up in Santiago 1 time. So Santiago, they lost their electricity, and they're way east of us. Even on Chile, they're way east of the United States. They're like 2 hours or 3 hours ahead of Eastern time right now. And so their summertime, you know, because they're south of the equator, is really winter for them, but it's considered their summer, but it's really like winter temperatures. But they have lost electricity throughout almost the entire country, went black, a complete blackout. And the reason was for some kind of a break in the high voltage transmission line, and it's just something that it sounds a little bit funky to me. I'm not quite sure why. We know that the Atacama Desert, that they mine copper down there in Chile, and I was just watching a report on Newsmax about how President Trump has already negotiated steel to reboot our steel industry in this country, and aluminum is going to be part of what Russia is going to be sending us, a bunch of tonnage of aluminum, and then another metal we need is copper. And it brought me, when they said that, it brought me to mind, you know, we supposedly don't have enough copper here in Alaska and Arizona, but they do have some down in Chile. So I don't know what's going on down there, but our best is with our Chilean friends down there. I had I'm going to say Santiago was a wonderful city. It's been a long time since I've been down there, but maybe I'll get to go down there again. So then we take this and then we move to Venezuela. So what's going on in Venezuela? Well, President Maduro of Venezuela, just the wording in the headline was surrendered the information to President Trump on what the Biden administration did that was illegal, and they've taken all of that paperwork and everything and submitted it to President Trump so he can have everything he needs to know about what was happening down in Venezuela. And I think the crux of the matter was that somebody in the Biden administration told President Maduro to send us your gangs, send us your gang members and your gangs through the United States, through the southern border, to be here. And that was totally the wrong thing to do. All of that is being reversed, as you guys know. There's very little coming through the southern and northern border right now, very little. And thank God that President Trump is in charge of all that and doing that. So that's just current event stuff I want to tell you. The next thing about current events is that the peace accord, let's call it, peace agreement between Russia and the Ukraine appears to have already been agreed to by Putin and also now in principle by Zelensky, President Zelensky of the Ukraine. And Zelensky is coming to the United States to meet with Trump to sign off on that agreement on Friday. Today is Tuesday. That would be on Friday, which is the 28th of February, the last day of the month. So that is already in the works. I'm thinking it's in the can already because I believe the agreement has been agreed to by all parties. It's just a physical signature that Zelensky is going to make and a press opportunity when he comes on Friday to do that. So that's good news. Peace between Ukraine and Russia. And as President Trump has said over and over and over again recently, that never would have happened if he had been president. And he did win the election of 2020, but it was stolen from them, as we all know. So it would have happened. Not for one second would there have been a war between those two countries. Now, that needs to be complete, okay, what I'm telling you. That peace agreement is very important. Guess why? Because under JSARA, there cannot be wars going on around the globe. That peace process has to happen and is happening or has already happened now. Now, what's the other thing? I'm not 100% sure on what's going on in Gaza. I know what has been happening. I hope the ceasefire has held up, but I know that President Trump had a plan for removal of Hamas, of course, and removal and helping the Palestinian people to relocate until such time as the Gaza could be completely rebuilt into a beautiful, fantastic development that only President Trump could do. Now, I say he could do it. He has got the designs, and all of that were already given out to Bibi Netanyahu, and all of that has been talked about before when Netanyahu was here with President Trump. But we'll see. Doesn't mean that we are going to build it. It means that the people that are going to build it down there will do it with money from the Middle East and not from our treasury. So that'll be interesting to see that come together. I'd love for that to come together with a real peace agreement and make that thing a reality. The other thing is that we've got a date that's been put out there a few times, a few places, which is Tuesday, March 4th. And that is a week from today, a week away. Now, that date is an important date because President Trump has told all of Congress, however many are remaining in the Senate and the House, to be there for that date for a joint session of Congress. It's not really a State of the Union address, but it might end up sounding like one. President Trump is going to address both houses of Congress at that time, and I believe that because of the timing of it, it has to do with President Trump being the 19th president of the restored republic. The restored republic, he would be the 19th president of that. Now, maybe he'll talk about that. Maybe he'll bring that up. Maybe he'll talk about the restored republic. But I know it's an important date for both chambers of Congress to be there. Now, what could be happening at that time is that the Nasara, Jassara, and Jassara is the Global Economic Strategic and Recovery Act. Nasara is the National Economic Strategic and Recovery Act. That's our form here in the United States as Nasara. Jassara is every other country outside of the United States, global. Now, those two should be kicking off at the same time, and our sources are suggesting that it could very well be introduced on Tuesday, March the 4th, which is a week from today. Now, some people are saying that this is not going to go until March 4th or cannot go until that is done, and that's not what I'm hearing. So keep that in the back of your mind, March 4th, but that's not what I'm hearing and what I'm getting today. So what I'm hearing today is, and remember, we haven't had a call since last Thursday, so this is the first opportunity I've had to share this with you, but I believe, based on what we heard today, we are 1 or 2 days from being notified. And let me clarify that. We know the emails that go out to the redemption centers because we know the people that are involved in sending those out. We know they get the information from the U.S. Treasury, the new U.S. Treasury, by the way, and they get the information from Wells Fargo, and they usually are in agreement when they get it, and then they send out or forward, either forward an email or send out a custom email to the Redemption Center leaders. Well, the Redemption Center leaders actually received 3 separate emails today. three. I only know about one of them. So I don't know what the effects of the other two are. And, of course, I'll find out late tonight after the big call is over. This is what happens, especially on a Tuesday night, especially Tuesday. So I'm going to give you what I heard about the first email. The first email is saying, and we got this directly from the Redemption Center leader, said that we would receive our notifications within 24 hours. Now, that was 24 hours from approximately noon today. So that would mean by noon tomorrow, in theory, based on only one of three emails, we don't know what the other two later said. They might have said something to change this. They might have said something else in addition to confirm this. I don't know. But all I know is 24 hours from noon today is noon tomorrow. So theoretically, and again, the important thing is that this is what we heard as of lunchtime today, because I got the call when I was having lunch. And it could be absolute, or it could be no longer valid. We'll see. Now, since that time, I got off the big call for a few minutes, and Sue was reading what Jeannie had said, so I missed most of Jeannie. But the contact that I have said that another one of our stronger sources said this could happen for us either tomorrow, which is Wednesday, or Thursday for our notifications. So Thursday was added in. So it could be Wednesday or Thursday, not Wednesday before noon. It could be. And it could be that we get notified Wednesday and start Thursday. It could be we get notified Thursday and start Thursday. It could be a lot of things. You know, it could be we get notified Thursday and start Friday, for goodness sake. We don't know. We just don't know. But I have been told, and this is a banned phrase on the big call, this is from somebody all of you know, who said, don't worry, this is your week. Well, what do I do with that, right? Do I throw it out? Do I dismiss it out of hand? Or do I say, you know what? I know who this guy is. I know he's definitely in touch with the bigwigs in the administration, knows and speaks to President Trump and all the people and stuff in the cabinet. So I have to believe that this is still accurate. Even though it's a banned phrase in the big call, this is our week, the fact that he said, don't worry, so-and-so, this is your week. All right, let's go with it. Let's go with it. I was convinced tomorrow's our day. Now I'm thinking it's either tomorrow or Thursday that we should receive our notifications. Set our appointments and start exchanges. It could all happen in one day. It could happen the next day. We just don't know. But I really think that we are that close. I don't think we have to wait till next Tuesday, the 4th of March. I think it's going to be the introduction of Nasara and Jassara, quite possibly, from President Trump, and who knows who else, in the joint session of Congress, House and Senate. And it's exciting, and it should be an exciting time. And he told Congress, he said, this is a mandatory meeting of both houses of Congress. Mandatory. That came out from President Trump. So this is really good. Now, let's go further. So let's say we get everything we're looking for with the RV, notifications, set up appointments, begin exchanges at the redemption centers all over this country. this week, or certainly by Friday, we hope, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are our dates we're looking at. Wednesday, Thursday for notifications. That's the latest that I got tonight. All right, so let's say that occurs. What about Social Security increase? I would write that off. I don't see that happening this month now. I don't see it. We only have 3 days to go in this month. I just don't see it. It could happen, because anything's possible. But what about our Doge rebate? That's a short way of saying U.S. Treasury / IRS rebate. It's a Doge rebate in a sense. In a sense. That is supposed to start, we heard, this week. So it could still happen this week. But even if it doesn't, it's very, very close to happening. And if we don't get it this week, we'll probably get it in the first week of March. And that's going to be nice. And you know what's interesting about it? Why it should happen this week? Because everybody over the age of 32 will at least be getting some money. It won't be kind of like we're doing with currencies. It won't be like that, but it can be a pretty good chunk of change that everyone will receive, and that will give everybody some money. Now, the Doge rebate will give everybody money. Everybody that is, let's see, what's the age on the Doge rebate? I think it's also 32 and older. Yeah, it is. The Doge rebate is age 32 and older. They want you to have worked for at least 10 years and have paid taxes for 10 years before you qualify for this Doge rebate, which should be $5,000 for everybody under age 65. That's per month. Nobody's saying per month, but that's what our guys are saying. That's what our sources are saying. And if you're 65 and older, they're saying it goes to $7,500 a month. It's not supposed to be Social Security. I don't know if this will replace the increase for Social Security that was suggested. I don't know. We're just going to have to let that happen. And it's supposed to be direct deposit for anybody who's retired and collecting Social Security. It'll supposed to come into that Social Security bank account that you have. And if it's, what was the other thing? If you're not retired and not on Social Security, but you are 60 or so and older, you should get it into your normal bank account. They know our bank accounts, guys. Guess what? They know a lot more about us than we think they do. And it's all set up by your Social Security number. Now, if you're younger than 60, then you would receive it monthly. They take whatever that total would be based on your current age, and then you would receive that until the age of 61. But you'd get it monthly. So let's say it was $20 million, and you're 40 years old, let's say, and you would get that divided, 20 mil divided by, let's say, 40, 21 years. Well, that works out to almost $1 million a year, doesn't it? Divided by 12, and that would be your monthly amount. Now, that is a fictitious, made-up number, 20 mil. I have no idea how much somebody that's 40 would get. Really don't know. It's going to vary on everybody. It's very. The older you are, chances you've been lived longer, they've traded on your birth certificate longer, your marriage license, divorce decree, death certificate, all of that, they've traded on all that as bonds, and you're going to make more that way, and you've probably paid more taxes. Maybe you paid more interest on credit cards and mortgages. All of that's coming back to you. All of that is part of this R&R. Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance. Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance, R&R. Okay, that you will receive. I don't know if it's going to come this month. It could come because it provides cover for us that are going in for exchanges and redemption of Zim. It provides cover. Maybe it will come out this week. Maybe it will. We'll see. So be on the lookout for an email. Also, we will have, when we get the 800 number, which I don't know if I'll get it early or not. I thought I was going to get it early. I may not. Whatever. But whenever we get the 800 number, we will put it out in an email to Big Call listeners that have registered on BigCallUniverse.com. If you've registered and you want to get that email, register, go on BigCallUniverse.com and put your email in where it shows you how to register. That's all you do. No fuss, no muss. Just do it. And that way, we're able to get in contact with you after all this goes to send you a podcast of something that I do or Bob and I do, or maybe Sue, Bob and I do, you know, to bring you up to speed on the projects and what we're, how we're coming on our websites and everything that you're going to be interested in. Because I want to have people that we contact that want to help us on Rebuild America, Rebuild International, a little bit on the Veterans Retreat Network, and a little bit on the Pastoral Retreat Network. Those two do not require that much involvement from you, but it'd be nice to have, and I'll explain all that in the future. But we'll be doing podcasts on that and bring you up to speed. So please register your email on that so we can stay in touch with you. Because if this thing goes tomorrow, we would probably have a celebration call Thursday. If it goes Thursday, we'd probably do it, have a celebration call Thursday night. So we'll see. Okay, we'll see what happens. But that's really everything I wanted to bring to you guys as far as the intel is concerned. So be looking for notification emails with the 800 number tomorrow, I hope, by noon. And if not, look for it Thursday. And then we'll see what happens on Thursday night's call. Hopefully it's a celebration call. All right? So listen, guys, I want to thank you guys for listening so much. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, Bob. Thank you, everybody else, GCK, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, continued healing to you, and everybody else that helps us, like the satellite team. Thank you, SAT team, for getting out the call all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening. We're in our 14th year now. And thank you for your faithfulness to listen. And thank everybody for just keeping the faith and believing for something that we all know is going to happen, and we believe it is very, very soon. So thank you all. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done in our lives to get us to this point. Thank you for providing for us, keeping us healthy, too, and for keeping everything really ready so that we can receive this blessing. Thank you for everything that's being done in our lives, and we look forward to the reality of this blessing coming through. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you Thursday.